Who controls gas prices? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest polls say that half of Americans think the president has no control over gas prices. But 65% of them in the same poll say this president is not doing enough to lower the gas prices that half of them say he can't control. Clearly, there's some confusion. So I did some YouTube research, and it turns out the blame for gas prices tends to change. For example, just last month on Fox, Bill O'Reilly, king of the cable commentators, said the president deserves at least some of the blame.
And right now, we are all being taken advantage of by an administration that has an anti-fossil fuel agenda and an oil industry that manipulates the U.S. market.
But back in 2008, when gas hit $4 and George Bush was president,
if Americans want lower gas prices, cut back. Sell those SUVs. Ride a bike when you can.
So you see, in 2008, it was your fault. Of course, among Democrats, the high gas prices during the Bush years were mainly the president's fault. Here's Nancy Pelosi from 2007.
Drivers are paying a heavy price for the Bush administration's failure to enact a comprehensive energy strategy.
So you see why Americans are confused about the president controlling gas prices. Although, and this surprised me, I ran across one high-profile Democrat during the Bush years who did not buy into this idea.
I wish I could just make gas prices come down on their own. No president can.
Candidate Barack Obama, 2008. Perhaps he could see the future. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.